In an effort to defuse the crisis in South Sudan, the Secretary General has called for more boots on the ground to boost the UN mission's protection capacity. The requests for reinforcements include aviation assets and force multipliers. The crisis is reported to have started on December 15 and has now spread to several other states. Members of the Security Council on Tuesday held an emergency closed-door session to study a draft resolution circulated by the United States. President of the Security Council and French ambassador to the UN, Gérard Araud, warns the security and humanitarian crises in South Sudan threaten the stability of the country and of the region.
Fightings have expanded to many parts of the country. Violence continues to follow ethnic lines. The humanitarian situation is worsening. 100,000 IDP, 45,000 IDP are seeking refuge and in around UNMISS bases. In this context, as you know, and as you have seen, the SG has circulated a letter to the Security Council for reinforcing UNMISS by 5,500 peacekeepers, plus some enablers.
The draft resolution has had a positive reaction from all the members of the Security Council, says Ambassador Aho. Meanwhile, the U.S. Special Envoy Don Booth was in Juba on Monday to help with mediation efforts. According to Samantha Power, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., she said the 11 detained opposition leaders with whom the Special Envoy Booth met with are secure and well and open to resolving the crisis through dialogue, a view Ambassador Power describes as a very important step.
The future of South Sudan is in jeopardy, and this moment demands urgent leadership to avoid further bloodshed and to restore stability. As President Obama has said, now is the time for South Sudan's leaders to show courage and actual leadership, to reaffirm their commitment to peace, to unity, and to the better future for their people that they have promised. The leaders of South Sudan face a stark choice. They can return to the political dialogue and spirit of cooperation that helped establish South Sudan, or they can destroy those hard-fought gains and tear apart their newborn nation.
Ms. Power adds she is encouraged by news that the UN Human Rights Office is recording the basic facts about any atrocities and abuses that are happening. Echoing this view, the Secretary General, who's behind the push for more troops, says he's especially worried by reports of ethnically targeted killings.
Let me be absolutely clear. The world is watching all sides in South Sudan. Attacks on civilians and the UN peacekeepers deployed to protect them must cease immediately. The United Nations will investigate reports of grave human rights violations and crimes against humanity. Those responsible at the senior level will be held personally accountable and face the consequences, even if they claim they had no knowledge of the attacks.
Apart from investigating reports of abuses, the UN mission UNMISS is protecting civilians at its bases and supporting humanitarian deliveries, says Mr. Ban Ki-moon. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.